Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public and environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours. Today, Wednesday, the 18th of February, 2026. With a real feel of 27 degrees Celsius, it's currently 24 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. ZIPA reports reviews flaws in fuel subsidies, gains in poverty programs. NCC records a 6.1% growth in contractor registrations in 2025. And Peru's Congress outs the president after 4 months in office.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jembampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The latest report conducted by the Zambia Institute for Policy Analysis and Research has revealed that fuel subsidies were fiscally unsustainable and regressive, as their universal design benefited wealthier households more than the poor. And the report has also revealed that the Cash for Work program has helped reduce extreme poverty and inequality, with the share of the population living in extreme poverty dropping from 48.8% to 48.2%, a decrease of 0.6 percentage points. The report estimates that 32,300 individuals in beneficiary households have exited extreme poverty. The study assessed both the impact of fuel subsidies on the poor and the vulnerable and the effectiveness of the Cash for Work program in Zambia. Speaking at the official launch, Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Administration, Dr. Gabriel Pollen, said he is pleased that the government policy continues to be guided by evidence-based research.
Extreme households have received income support that has improved food security, enabled household investment, and stimulated local economic activity. With a multiplier effect within local markets, particularly rural areas, has also been evident, and I encourage other researchers to look into it. Importantly, we also observe that the program has enhanced the role of local authorities in social protection delivery by leveraging decentralized structures. We have strengthened community level planning, transparency, and accountability, the involvement of one development committee and other grassroots structures, which has ensured that the program remains responsive to local priorities.
Meanwhile, ZIPA Interim Executive Director Zali Chikuba has emphasized the need for fiscal discipline and social protection measures to complement each other.
Well, that's my own brother. You mean everyone has this day of what we say in the part of the other
We apologize for that bad clip. In more news this afternoon, police in Lusaka have launched a manhunt for a man identified as Frederick Zulu, 34, of Chalala area, in connection with the alleged unlawful wounding of his wife. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said the 30-year-old victim was allegedly stabbed in the abdomen by her husband on February 16th, 2026, at around 22 hours. He said after receiving the report, officers responded promptly to the scene and with the assistance of the neighbors rushed the victim to Chilenje Level 1 Hospital for medical treatment. Mr. Chilavi has more details.
Upon receiving the report, police officers responded promptly to the scene and with assistance from neighbors rushed the victim to Chilenje Level 1 Hospital. She is currently receiving medical attention and her condition has been reported to be stable. The suspect fled the scene with their 2-year-old daughter. The motive behind the incident has not yet been established. Investigations into the matter are ongoing. The Zambia Police Service is appealing to members of the public to assist in locating the suspect. Anyone with information regarding the whereabouts of the suspect or the child is urged to contact the nearest police station or call the police emergency hotline on 9010. Public cooperation is vital in ensuring the safety of the child and the apprehension of the suspect.
Now, the government has launched the establishment of the Zambia Life Skills and Health Education Steering Committee, formerly known as the Comprehensive Sexuality Education, targeting grades 4 to Form 4 in schools. Speaking during the launch, Ministry of Education Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dr. Kelvin Mambwe, says the Zambia Life Skills and Health Education aims to equip young people with essential life skills and knowledge on the range of health and development topics, including productive health. Dr. Mambwe says the program is guided by the 2011 Life Skills Education Framework and is aligned with the 2023 National Curriculum Framework, reflecting the government's commitment to the well-being of learners.
LC is not simply about providing information. It is about building resilience, strengthening decision-making, and helping young people navigate real life challenges. It empowers learners to resist negative peer pressure, avoid risk behavior, and make choices that safeguard their health, education, and future. For girls especially, LC strengthens confidence, communication, and self-protection skills.
And Central Africa Province Evangelical Archbishop Albert Chama says the LC program will impact the lives of learners and schools in the country positively.
The establishment of this steering committee is a sign of good stewardship, bringing together those responsible for policy, implementation, community engagement to serve the common good. From the pastoral perspective frame, the churches and other faith organizations encounter daily live the realities of young people, struggling with identity, mental well-being, violence, early pregnancy, substance abuse, and uncertainty about their future.
Meanwhile, United Nations Population Fund representative James Timisim has urged the governments to allocate enough finances to support life skills and health education and comprehensive sociality education. In more news this afternoon, the Lusaka Provincial Administration says it has delivered 50,000 male condoms and 20,000 oral self-HIV testing kits ahead of Saturday's symbolic crossing of the Zambezi River in Rwango District, marking 191 years since the Ngoni migration led by Paramount Chief Mpezeni IV. Paramount Chief Mpezeni IV of the Ngoni people led the historic ceremonial crossing of the Zambezi River at Luangwa Afera on February 18, 2025, commemorating the 190th anniversary of the Ngoni migration into Zambia. Lusaka Provincial HIV Coordination Advisor Eunice Massey said the government is duty-bound to ensure that thousands of patrons expected to gather in Luangwa Afera for the Ngoni ceremony are protected from unplanned pregnancies and sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. She has added that it is equally important for those attending the event to know their HIV status by utilizing the 20,000 oral self HIV testing kits provided.
We want to make sure that by 2030 the new infections are actually reduced. We want to end AIDS by 2030. So this is the reason why we want to make sure that people actually make sure that they prevent themselves from contracting infections. And the condom, most people will say you are trying to promote. We are not promoting. We are trying to prevent the infections such as HIV. We are also trying to prevent STI. And you can use the condoms for prevention of unplanned pregnancies.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The National Council for Construction says it recorded growth in contractor registration in 2025, issuing a total of 14,253 registration certificates, representing a 6.1% increase compared to 2024. Speaking at a press briefing, NCC Executive Director Professor Paul Makasa said 97% of these registrations were issued to Zambian-owned contractors. He has added that this reflects the continued growth and active participation of local enterprises in the construction industry. Professor Makasa has also noted that the Council carried out inspections of 613 construction projects across 8 provinces, covering both public and private developments.
Notably, 97% of these registrations were issued to Zambian-owned contractors.